I think we need to take some more risks with our websites, especially if you're somebody out there listening to this and you work on a large corporate website. When there's a lot of people involved, we become very, very conservative in our decision making, and we tend to go for the safe and secure option for fear that somebody might criticize what we're doing. But actually, we do need to add those little bits of extra into our site, those little things that differentiate our site, give it character, give it personality. I'm talking about little bits of unexpectedness, playfulness, little bits of fun, small little things that go into the website. And these things are all around us already and make us go ooh when we notice it. So for example, next time you look at a bar of Toblerone, look at the logo. There's a hidden bear in the logo. Sometimes you go to some websites and when you rescale the browser, different things happen to the background. Subtle things. But if you spot them, there's that moment of delight and amusement. And we do need to be braver at doing this kind of thing on our sites. But it's very easy for these details to get swept aside. But it's these details that delight users, that draw them in, that make them remember your site above that of your competition. So I want to encourage you to be braver. And I think the thing that you need to remember is that, unlike a dog, a website is just for Christmas. In other words, a dog you have for a lifetime. You never get to change the dog. The website, on the other hand, if you try something and it doesn't work, you can throw it out and try something new. It's that easy to make little changes to your website. It's that easy to try something, and if it doesn't work, to take it away. So start adding little Easter eggs, little details, little things into your website that grab your users' attention if they spot them and make your website more memorable.